Good morning to all of you on a rainy Sunday morning. We thank the Lord for His provision, and we look forward to worshiping the Lord together today. In our call to worship, I'm in Ephesians chapter 4, and I'm in verse 3, where it says, "Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, there is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." That's one of the richest passages of Scripture that the Apostle Paul, by inspiration of the Spirit, has given to us as believers. To realize that when we endeavor to keep the unity of the brethren, there is a common fundament that we all have to go back to. We have one Lord, not many lords. That's an important point, don't you think? There are some people that say, "Oh, there's many gods that are out there." No, there's one Lord, not many. Secondly, there's one body, the body of Christ. One, not multiple bodies, but one body. If you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, you have been transformed by the gospel of Jesus Christ, you're in that body. That's a glorious truth. One body. Then it says in regard to that, there's one Spirit. Now, why would the Bible here emphasize one Holy Spirit? Well, the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 4 that there are many spirits gone into this world. Many spirits. But there's only one Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but I like things simple. And I am so thankful this morning that the simplicity of the truth of this statement is that when we endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, there is some fundamental understandings that we have to have so that we can have that peace and that we can have that unity as brothers and sisters in Christ. And we've got to go back to the beginning, the rudiments of our Christian faith. And that is, there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Spirit, one body. And when we understand that, we can cull out all the rest. Isn't that wonderful? To be able to just get rid of all the rest of it and bring it down to what counts. As believers in faith, we've gathered together around one Bible. The truth of one Bible. The truth of God's Word given to us. Not many different Bibles, as some religions would say. Oh, we have this book over here, the Book of Mormon. Or we have this other book over here, the New Living Translation from the Jehovah's Witnesses, which is an updated Bible that the prophet has given to us. No, we have one Bible, and we follow the written Word of God. Isn't it wonderful to have the simplicity of truth that we have in Jesus Christ? One Lord, one faith, one baptism. May God teach us to keep things simple. Don't be enamored with the complexity of religion. Be enamored with the simplicity that's found in Jesus Christ alone.